This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of my big goals with Tiny Leap is to make personal development more practical. There's this gap between what we know we should do and our ability to actually do it. Pretty much everything I do, it's all an attempt to help you bridge that gap and actually do more of the things that will help you create the life you've always wanted. But something I recognize, in order to truly start making change, people need support. It's just too dang difficult to go it alone, to deal with the countless things you already have on your plate while also trying to keep yourself accountable and focused on your bigger life goals. And that's why I created The Lab. The Lab is a monthly mastermind and community focused on bridging the gap between what we know we should do and our willingness to actually do it. Each month, we feature live masterclasses with experts on various topics like weight loss, personal finance, relationships, entrepreneurship, behavior modification, pretty much anything you can think of that would affect your ability to actually take action, we're going to cover. Additionally, each month we focus on a new challenge that is set up to get you taking action immediately. To learn more, head over to www.tinyleapslab.com, where you'll see the full range of perks for being a member. That's www.tinyleapslab.com. Tinyleapslab.com. In this episode, I want to talk about you and your identity, and sort of how you identify yourself. Strap in, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to take things in sort of a different direction. The goal of this episode is not to give you a specific strategy or tactic. It's more to sort of help you think a little bit differently, help you sort of shift the way you think about yourself and what that can mean for your personal development, for your ability to grow and change and become the person you need to be. So let's talk about identity. Most of us identify ourselves as something. We sort of have this mental image of who we are. And that is good. Honestly, we kind of need that. We build these identities so that we know who we should be spending time with. We know what sort of fits into our world and what doesn't. It's very similar to the concept of sort of living inside your bubble. Like, that is what an identity is. We identify as this thing, and therefore all of the available options of that thing are available to us. But if we do not identify as this other thing, then the available options of that other thing aren't available to us. It's a very simplistic way of sort of filtering what we should be doing in most situations. It helps us to make decisions faster. And quite frankly, evolutionarily, it makes a lot of sense. It's something that we had to develop in order to, whether it's make quick decisions on the fly or decide which tribe to be a part of or decide who is friend and who is enemy. We had to sort of develop this concept of identity in order to survive. And so it makes sense that it shows up in our daily lives now. But here's what I want to question. Who exactly are you I'm serious. Who are you? Now, you might say, oh, I'm Josh, or I'm Sarah, or I'm Bobby, or I'm Ricky, or Jennifer, whatever your name is. You might say, well, I'm this. And that identity, that name that you've attached to yourself, that way that you identify yourself, means something to you, and maybe it means something to other people. And so that's how you sort of define yourself. But when I ask you, who are you? Here's what I want you to realize. You are a different Jennifer with every single person you meet. You are a different version of yourself with your mother than you are with your best friends. You are a different version of yourself with your teachers than you are your parents. You are a different version of yourself at work than you are with your spouse. You are a different person based on the scenario that you find yourself in. That's fascinating, right? Because what that means is that there is no static me. There is no static you. There is no such thing as identity. We shift that identity based on what the world needs, based on the situation we find ourselves in and what is acceptable socially, based on the rules of society. We switch the version of us based on everything around us and everything going on and the people that we are around and the things we consume. And by the way, that version of us, the thing that we think is us, that shifts constantly as we age, as we consume different things, as we become better people or worse people or whatever it is, that identity shifts regularly. So what does all this mean? How do we use this? What is the practicality behind this? Well, I'm going to talk about that in a second. But first, today's sponsor is Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in the world. I took French all throughout middle school and high school, and then 2 years of it in college. That's 8 whole years of French studies. But regardless of all of that, regardless of all the studying, of the hours spent, hours of my life gone, by the way, I'm really only able to say nothing more than bonjour or où est l'hôpital, which, for those of you who don't know, means where is the hospital? That was a French phrase that I felt might be necessary that time that I visited France. So I just wanted to make sure I had that. You know what I mean? It's sad though, right? 8 years of studies and I walk away with just those two phrases, just those two things. That's not that helpful. So much time spent drilling grammar, memorizing vocab, doing everything I can to learn this, to become efficient, proficient in this language, and still nothing. But that's not going to happen with Babbel. Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking confidently in your new language and actually remember what you learned. You'll get ready for all kinds of practical situations like chatting with new friends, ordering food, asking for directions, and of course, asking for directions to the hospital should you ever need to do so. Où est l'hôpital? You know what I mean? My French teacher used to say back in middle school and high school that without focusing on speaking the language, we were always going to struggle. And unfortunately, in those classes, they were just too short and didn't have enough resources for us to really dive into speaking. And so we ended up just drilling grammar and vocab and familiarizing ourselves with things so that maybe we could read a sign, but we would never really be able to have a conversation. And that's why Babbel has designed their programs to get you speaking as quickly as possible. And each lesson is only 10 to 15 minutes. And get this, it's available everywhere. It's on your mobile. It's on your computer. It's wherever you consume things, it is there. And all of your progress translates over. So it's honestly worth it. It's a really, really cool app. And you can try it for free. You can try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app on either of the stores and just give it a shot. It's 100% free. You will see whether or not it works for you. And then from there, you can decide what to do. That's Babbel.com or download the app and give it a shot. So what does this mean? Well, first of all, if our identity is not fixed, then that means that we can change it as we need to, right? And we already do that. We're maybe not aware that we're doing it, but we do that. We change it based on who we're around. We change it based on the context that we're in. We are a different version of ourselves based on what the world needs from us. So if that's the case, could we not choose to be the version of ourselves that we need? If we're trying to lose weight, could we not choose to be the version of ourselves that eats healthy, that goes to the gym, that takes the time to consider what they're putting into their body? If we're trying to make more money, could we not be the version of ourselves that acts as though they make more money, meaning they are pushing for the promotion, they are working their tail off, they're building a side hustle, they're building a business, whatever it is. Could we not just pretend to be that person? Because if we can shift our identity based on whether or not we're having a conversation with our mother versus our boyfriend, if we can shift our identity based on whether or not we are having dinner with coworkers versus our family, why can't we shift our identity based on the goal that we have set for ourselves? Why can't we start to identify as the type of person who does X, who loses weight, who makes more money, who gets the promotion, who starts a business, who starts a podcast, who does whatever it is? Why can't we shift our identity purposefully? I think we can. I think it is something that is within our power. And that's really what the purpose of this episode was to help you recognize that this is a decision that you can make. This is a conscious choice that you can make. It's happening unconsciously right now. You're shifting just sort of based on where you're at. But you can choose to shift. You can choose to become that person. Even if you just have to pretend, even if you just have to act, you can choose to be that person that you need, that the future you needs, that the current you needs, that the past you needs, instead of just shifting for other people. And that, my friends, is how we start to change our identity. Because once you are able to make that shift and you are doing it more often, you are acting like that version of yourself, eventually it starts to stick because you're taking the actions, and that's how you bridge the gap. That's how you go from, hey, I know what to do, to I'm actually doing it, is by identifying as the type of person who does it. And so instead of waiting for yourself to identify, just make it up. Just shift the way you think about yourself. Just become that person that you need. Stop becoming what everyone else needs. And I know there's going to be the counter to this episode. I'm going to get a ton of tweets and a ton of Instagram messages from people that are like, oh no, I'm exactly me. I don't switch for anybody. I am who I am. And that's just not true. Even if you don't realize it, it's just not true. Society demands a different version of yourself than you are when you are alone. That shift alone is what allows us to live together, to work together, to be around each other. The willingness to comply by societal norms is what allows us to be a society. Now, does that mean that we always should? Absolutely not. Does that mean that we should squash our differences? Absolutely not. I'm not making those arguments. But if you think that you are the same person all the time, then you are wrong, and you really need to spend some time looking at yourself. And so the purpose of this episode is to help you realize that you are shifting your identity regardless. It's already happening. So you might as well be the person that you need so that you can start to identify as that type of person and therefore take the actions which will actually lead to you being that person. So I hope this was helpful. On this show, on the podcast, on my book, on any videos I release, everything I try to do is to help you bridge the gap between what you know you should be doing and you actually doing it. And that's what the lab is about. So if you have any interest in joining, head over to tinyleapslab.com. The goal of the lab is to help give you the knowledge, the resources, and more importantly, the push, the accountability, the community that you need to actually do stuff, to get the thing done that you're trying to do. If you're trying to write a book, we'll get you there. If you're trying to start a podcast, we'll get you there. If you're trying to lose weight, we'll get you there. will be the support system you need in order to actually bridge that gap and do the thing. So head over to tinyleapslab.com to learn more. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. It always means the world to me that you continue to show up, that you show me such love and share your time with me. Thank you. I really, truly appreciate it and am honored. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.